You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Sunday made multiple appeals for tragedies and crises unfolding across the globe. Speaking after the Angelus prayer, which he recited after celebrating Mass in the northern Italian town of Carpi, the Pope expressed deep sorrow for the tragic landslide that has caused many deaths in Colombia.
Sono profondamente addolorato per la tragedia che ha colpito la Colombia.
I am deeply pained for the tragedy that has struck Colombia, where a gigantic mudslide caused by torrential rains has caused many deaths and injuries.
Provocando numerosi morti e feriti.
Colombia's security forces are searching for over 200 missing people after heavy mudslides reportedly left at least 254 dead and injured more than 400 in the city of Mocoa.
Prego per le vittime.
The Pope said he is praying for the victims. He assured his closeness to those who are grieving the loss of their loved ones, and he expressed thanks to those who are working to assist the victims and provide rescue efforts. Pope Francis then turned his thoughts to the situation of conflict in the Democratic Republic of Congo's Kasai region, where he said bloody armed clashes are killing and displacing people. He appealed for prayers for peace in the nation, exhorting believers to pray so that the hearts of those who are behind such crimes be freed from the slavery of hatred and violence, because hatred and violence, he said, are always destructive.
Sempre odio, violenza, distruggono.
The Pope noted that the violence in DRC is also affecting church members, churches, and church-run institutes like hospitals and schools. Francis finally focused attention on the crises that are creating socio-political turmoil in Venezuela and in Paraguay. I pray for those populations who are very dear to me, he said, and invite all to tirelessly persevere in their search for political solutions, avoiding every kind of violence. And during an open-air Mass celebrated in the town of Carpi, Pope Francis invited all faithful not to remain trapped in the rubble of life, but to rise from the rubble and rebuild their lives with the help of God. His one-day visit to the Emilia-Romagna region comes after a pair of deadly earthquakes 5 years ago, and where extensive restoration efforts have been cited as exemplary. Reaching out to those who lost loved ones and livelihoods during the 2012 quake, Pope Francis said God does not magically make bad things vanish, but he is close to those who suffer, and faith has the power to transform that suffering. Inviting believers to embrace God's message of hope, he said, let us ask for the grace to be witnesses of life and hope in a world that is thirsting for it.
Chiediamo la grazia di essere testimoni di vita in questo mondo che ne è assetato.
I'm Linda Bordoni.